Good afternoon, Vacuum Research.
Hey, is that John in?
Yes, one moment.
Thanks.
Thank you for your patience. Your call is important to us. Someone will assist you shortly. Be sure to visit our website at www.vacuumresearch.com for complete...
John Hartnett.
Hey, John. Scott, Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. He just wanted to give you a quick check-in call here. Like last we talked, you guys had the nice problem of getting some unexpected orders and being a little busy.
Yeah, that's true, and it is a nice problem, and it's continuing.
Yeah, good.
And geez, we booked $80,000 one day this week, and it's just I got a commitment from China today. They said they'll send us next week the $122,000 or something to pay for another release on that order. So,
it is cool. Yeah, right on. So the break and the lathe holding up for you?
just barely, but the press brake dribbles oil, and we just take the oil, and I don't know what the hell they do with it. I'm afraid to ask. Probably pouring it in the creek or something.
Pouring it in the Allegheny or the Monongahela.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. So we still have we still haven't really come to grips with doing the shopping on it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we still hope to do so, and there's a stopgap. We've just had to farm out more stuff, which is okay, because as the quantities go up, the prices outside get closer to what we could do it for in-house anyway, so it's not so awful.
Yeah.
But we haven't forgotten it. I'm sorry, I'm embarrassed to say that we just don't have the capacity to say, okay, quit working on shipments and shop.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a good problem to have right now.
Oh yeah, it's better. We've had it the other way last year, and that wasn't much fun.
No,
I appreciate your nudging me, and each time you do it, maybe it will prompt me into forcing somebody to take some action.
Getting an inch closer each time.
I hope so.
Yeah,
but do keep in touch.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, so it's been a long time since I lived in Pittsburgh. When I was there, the Pirates were pretty bad. So is there a good buzz around the city now?
They set a record for the most consecutive
losing seasons
by a professional sports team in America in any sport.
Not just
baseball.
It's really surprising that Cleveland doesn't hold that record in any one of those
sports. You'd have thought that the Browns somehow would have been somehow squeezed them out of that. But
they might be working on that.
last couple of years, the Pirates made it. Yeah, got in as a wild card, and both times, I think lost the one. They just have a one game playoff for that wild card, and I think they lost both times, but. I can't keep track. I don't recognize two names on the team anymore. It's been such a turmoil of changing players and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's about to start again, so we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah. When I was living there, it was actually when they built PNC Park. They lost most of the games I went to, but it was such a beautiful park. I went to a ton of games there just because.
Well, that's true. It is a great park.
Yeah. I haven't been to all of them. It's on my bucket list, but I've been to about a third of the ballparks around the country.
Really?
And I got to say that so far out of the ones I've seen, PNC is my favorite. And I went to Fenway and Old Yankee Stadium too.
They have a tradition that's sort of different than being cool.
They're
cool because they're old, and that's different from being cool because it's just a nice place. But that a lot of people were really upset about the PNC Park because they tore down Three Rivers Stadium and built two new stadiums after the voters had said, no, we don't want a new stadium. They built it anyway. But I think your reaction to it of being a pretty pleasant place to watch a ball game is pretty universal, and I don't hear many people grousing about it anymore.
Not anymore, no, no. I mean, yeah, there's so much history tied to Three Rivers Stadium. I can completely understand the fans.
Well, also it wasn't paid for yet. You know,
that I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. There's a stadium authority,
uh-huh.
And they hadn't paid for it. They tore it down anyway.
That's built funny. I had no idea.
went into debt for two other ones, and that was mm-hmm. the objection of most people. For Christ's sake, at least let's pay for this one before we tear it down. Mm-hmm. But it didn't turn out that way.
So. Yeah, but like you said, not many folks complaining now because Heinz Field's a gorgeous field too.
Yeah, forget it. It'll be our grandchildren to pay for it. So.
Yeah,
we'll be dead and gone. But keep in touch. We'll need to get this done.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully, next time I talk, maybe we'll be talking about a good Pirates winning streak too or something.
Yeah, right. Maybe it would be useful if you would send me an email.
Yeah,
send
absolutely.
Me an email to remind me. My personal email address is JFH. My initials mm-hmm. JFH. At vacuumresearch.com.
Okay, JFH at vacuumresearch.com.
Right, and just send me any little, just a reminder to get out and do some shopping for machine tools.
Okay, right on, John. Good talking to you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye.